Good evening. Glad to be back with you again on this daily newscast. I'm your anchor, Suhaj Mari, live again from the studios of FM Radio in Rabat, Morocco, giving you the latest national and international news with me today, Mariam Khalili, on the mixing table. These are the headlines. His Majesty the King, interfaith dialogue key to spare humanity from strife and suffering. World Bank approves $350 million loan to Morocco for climate change initiatives. And the United Nations applauds U.S. decision to rejoin UNESCO. Started off nationally, King Mohammed VI delivered a message emphasizing the importance of interfaith dialogue, meaningful coexistence, understanding, and cooperation to achieve humanitarian goals. In his message addressed to the participants of the parliamentary conference on, quote, interfaith dialogue, working together for our common future, end quote, in Marrakesh, the King highlighted the need to translate words into action and actively revisit the concept of interfaith dialogue. He emphasized the importance of collective awareness regarding the potential risks of persistence, reclusiveness, fanaticism, and introversion. The King underscored that genuine progress in these areas is crucial to promote harmony and alleviate human suffering. He called for a significant shift in our understanding of the value of dialogue, coexistence, and the potential dangers posed by extreme ideologies. Regarding the weather situation in our country, the Directorate General of Meteorology, DGM, has issued a heat wave alert for several provinces in the country. From Thursday to Saturday, temperatures are anticipated to range from 37 to 42 degrees in the affected areas. The provinces of Bni Mellal, Fqih Bn Saleh, Sstat, Youssoufia, Marrakech, Chichawa, Rahemna, Qelat Seraghna, Wazzen, Taounet, Sidi Qassem, Sidi Slimane, Khmiset, Zagoura, Tata, Wadi Dahab, and Oussird are under an orange alert, according to the DGM. Residents and visitors in these regions are advised to take necessary precautions to protect themselves from the high temperatures, including staying hydrated, avoiding prolonged exposure to the sun, and seeking cool and shaded areas whenever possible. Live in the National Soil, the Executive Board of the World Bank has granted a $350 million loan to Morocco to aid the country in its efforts to combat climate change and enhance resilience in the face of escalating climate-related challenges. In a press release issued today, the International Finance Corporation, IFC, emphasized the substantial progress achieved by Morocco through its sectoral initiatives, particularly in agriculture and energy. The IFC further said that the funding would facilitate the Moroccan government's accelerated implementation of its nationally determined contributions. These comments underscore Morocco's dedication to mitigating climate change by reducing greenhouse gas emissions and strengthening the nation's capacity to withstand climate-related shocks. The approved loan reinforces the World Bank commitments to supporting Morocco's climate change agenda and promoting sustainable development in the country. Still talking trades and partnership in Rabat this Tuesday, the Mohammed VI Investment Funds and the International Finance Corporation, IFC, forged a partnership agreement aimed at identifying and financing sustainable infrastructure projects in Morocco. The agreement outlines a collaborative effort between the two entities to identify significant infrastructure projects in key sectors of Morocco. Through close cooperation with relevant stakeholders, the goal is to develop these projects into viable initiatives that adhere to the highest environmental, social, and government standards. The objective is to attract private capital and foster inclusive, sustainable growth in the country. Now, moving on to international news, the United Nations expressed its satisfaction on Monday regarding the United States' decision to rejoin UNESCO. The move comes after the country's withdrawal from the organization in December 2018 during the previous administration led by President Donald Trump. In a daily press briefing, UN Secretary General spokesperson Stephane Dujarric warmly welcomed the United States' decision and highlighted the importance of active participation from member states to enhance the strength and effectiveness of multilateral organizations. This development signifies a positive step towards strengthening international cooperation and engagement in UNESCO's crucial work. The destination is now Europe, where in a significant announcement, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen revealed plans for substantial investment in sustainable development projects in Latin America. During her visit to Brasilia, she declared that the European Union, EU, intends to allocate approximately 10 billion euros to these initiatives by 2027. Emphasizing the EU's position as the leading investor in the region, President von der Leyen expressed her pleasure in expanding this investment through the Global Gateway, the EU's international investment plan. This commitment underscores the EU's dedication to strengthening its ties with Latin America and the Caribbean. Concluding in sports, in a post-game press conference, national coach Willy Dergregi highlighted the goalless draw against Cape Verde as a valuable opportunity for the national team to evaluate their performance and make an improvement ahead of upcoming games, particularly the African Cup of Nations. Dergregi emphasized the need for more offensive aggression and intensity from the players, expressing his expectations for a stronger showing in future games, especially with the upcoming returning players. Dergregi also noted that this game allowed them to assess new players and their potential with the aim of strengthening the squad before the tournament. That was all for today's news update. As always, thank you for tuning in. Keep up with us for the latest updates and stay informed. Again, so glad to join you back again. As for me, I will see you tomorrow.